DH.
I can show a little thing there with, because I was discussing somewhere, and this could be added to it, about, well, there was one episode here about America's primitive, but we can continue there or put that one as part of something bigger, where we show this. Well, we already have this piece showing cowboys, but then we show, I'm just looking at this, what is the name of the film? A Boiler Room, American, about this stock market madness in America. So there are some nice cuts one can take from that one there in the beginning, these young guys who are just sworn to and completely surrendered to the one and only mission to make dollars. And that seems to be the very signifying thing to that country over there. They are very good at that, making dollars, or they used to be. But it's very much a gambling game, the stock market is. Especially the higher levels or the deeper you get into it with these strange financial papers and instruments. But then the life of those, it's just, I could say, perfectly representing a mode of passion, but even ignorant such mode of passion, because if you really want to enjoy material life, this is not the way to go. You stuff yourself with your pockets with money and your nose with cocaine and your whatever senses filled with sensations all the time and intensely and in some kind of faster and faster spiral. It just doesn't work, you know. It has to stop and explode or implode or fall to pieces sooner or later. So therefore I'm saying this is primitive way of thinking that you find there behind that, especially that intense, I would say even blind, mad chase for money. And I also would say that when you combine that, when you power that with drugs such as cocaine or whatever, these drugs that just make you, yeah, I can do it, give you all that drive, then that makes it even much worse, because those drugs, after a while, they start to mess with your mind. Your sense of reality, your view on the world starts to become distorted. And if you are then caught up in a faster and faster spinning merry-go-round carousel, together with others who are that way too. And the alcohol and the drugs and the food and the sex and the fancy clothes and the traveling and the yachts and that whole thing. And the mad pace there, as it seems to be, I've never been there. And that stock market room. Or in front of that computer screen. It's insane. So when something that is primitive, meaning not very well and deeply thought through, is this really the best thing I can do with my life? Does this really benefit me, what to speak of others? Will this give me a happy life? Or am I simply just another greedy, selfish bastard? And I would say, I would even expect that if you would ask one of those guys or girls, they would even say, yes, I'm a greedy, selfish one, but we all are. Some are just better at it than others, and I'm a number one, you know that. So, again, I'm saying, is this primitive human character, vices rather than virtues, but not only that, it's spinning into madness. And the thing is that when this madness becomes the norm, a standard lifestyle, and when it becomes so up, highly up in the top of influential people in society, people who may, well, either handle so much money that they can influence the leadership politicians, or who are there in that leadership politician positions as well. I'm not only talking about stock market people, financial. Career folks. But you know, there is something sweeter than money, and that is power, fame, and all of that. Of course, why not have all of them? So, I would say, and this is a very simplistic attempt at understanding the world and the history of the world, but I think there is something to it. That when this happens in a society, at the top guns up there, the big wigs, the leading people, the influencers, are such people, have reached that, especially that level when passion turns into madness, and things start to go bizarre, weird. And this is a sign that things start to fall apart. It's as if you have someone dressed up to the very top level in makeup and clothes and wigs and this and that. Patches of all this makeup start to fall off, and the real person starts to be visible. And that's how it works. All illusions, they dwindle in due course. So, well, that's how the Roman Empire fell, as far as I heard. How the great European empires fell. And now the great U.S. Empire. And if you think I'm just a dreamer, then, well, just look at history. Who was it who said that we can learn from history that we can't learn from history? Yeah.